morning, everyone. The last few weeks, me and Karen, my wife, have been going to town, doing the shopping, getting all the gifts that we need for Christmas. And I was thinking this morning, what's the perfect gift? Sometimes when you sat down with your family and depends how big a Christmas celebration you have, you can think, yeah, you've got them a good gift this year. And then it comes to them opening the presents. And it can sometimes be really sad. You work so hard thinking you've found that right gift, and then if it's some clothes, it doesn't fit, or it isn't the right colour, or if it's something else, you get that strange rattling sound from the box, and you didn't quite make it in perfect condition. Or if all that goes well, they open the gift and they've already got one. Or if they're really fussy, the design doesn't match what they already have. Or the worst case scenario, it isn't really what they wanted at all. That's the worst thing, I think, sometimes. You can give someone a gift and they didn't really want it. Nothing could make you feel worse if you're present there when they're opening it and they unwrap it and there's that short pause. It might be just a second, but you already know the truth. The comment comes out of the mouth. Why? That's beautiful. So you can see it in their eyes. You put on a brave front and try again. You really like it? Like it? I love it! But you aren't fooled. Not what they wanted. And drop by drop, the joy drains out of Christmas. Right, I've got a challenging question for you now. Thinking of buying gifts, of doing that Christmas shopping, what do you give key for Christmas? And more precisely, to get your brain thinking on the way, same wavelength I am, what do you give the living God for Christmas? Well, that's a challenge in itself. I think you could spend all day wandering around our earthly shops, and I think your bag would be empty. What do you give your key for Christmas? In the Old Testament, in Micah chapter 6, there's a few verses which gives us some clues as to what to give the key for Christmas. In Micah 6, chapter 6, verse 6, sorry, in Micah 6, chapter 6, verse 6, it says these: with what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Now you might think this is a strange gift. We are speaking Old Testament here. And this, in those days, would have been considered a prime offering to God. An offering of excellent quality. Now, when you're looking for a gift, sometimes quality can be important. You can think, I'll get them that because that's the best you could get. That's the gift I'm going to give. But it's quality what God requires now. Goes on in Micah chapter 6, verse 7. Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of oil, of olive oil? Shall I offer firstborn for my transgressions, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Wow, what a big offering that is. Thousands of rams, 10,000 rivers of olive oil, the firstborn, for the sin of my soul. That seems like endless volume, or endless quantity. Again, that might be something that you're looking at when you go and buy a gift. I'll buy this box because there's more in it. Instead of just buying that one chocolate bar, you'll buy the Quality Street selection box because there's more in it, there's more choice. And it just seems endless when you're diving in for more and more. But is quantity what God requires today? Thinking about what time of year it is and the thing of giving presents. Again, a long time ago, in a small town called Bethlehem, something happened. In Luke chapter 2, verse 11, it says this: today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And that was an amazing gift. It was a gift that surpasses anything that we can understand. It's the Son of God. And even though this happened so many years ago, this gift is relevant right now for each one of us. This gift is the perfect gift, the gift given to each of us, the gift which is the key to verse 8 in Micah. the next one which I'm going to read. It says there, he has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. The gift of Jesus that happened so many years ago is relevant today because he is that perfect gift. That gift which enables each one of us to walk with God. It enables each one of us to have access to the King. What gift can you give to a king at Christmas? What gift can you give right now at this moment that is that perfect gift? That gift is you. Because Jesus wants to know and walk and be with you. And that is relevant right now, at this moment, at this time, at this place. God gave the perfect gift to each one of us. In opening that gift, in receiving Jesus, we then have access in giving what God wants of us. That is